USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is updating the nation on the U.S. response to the Omicron variant of coronavirus.
Dr. Fauci believes that the current vaccines provide at least some protection against the new variant, and the boosters strengthen that protection significantly. We do not yet believe that additional measures will be needed, but so that we are prepared, if needed, my team is already working with officials at Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to develop contingency plans for vaccines or boosters if needed.
Biden's briefing comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will be about 2 weeks before we collect more data regarding this new strain. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media company. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey will stay on the board of directors for now. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give my pillow for Christmas.
Today is Cyber Monday with shoppers hunting down deals. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion, 4% more than last year. Traffic at retail stores was down more than 28% compared to Black Friday in 2019. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
There's a new pandemic record for the number of passengers going through security at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.4 million people were scanned on Sunday. That's double the number that went through security on November 28th of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrats are negotiating amongst themselves on a key part of President Biden's economic agenda, a social spending bill, after the House passed it earlier this month. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise accuses Democrats of being careless when it comes to government spending on Fox Business.
Because they've spent trillions more dollars, we're about to max out our credit card again. And what is their answer? They passed over to the Senate trillions more in spending, Maria. And by the way, deficit spending, that'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. There's an unexpected surge in pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors saying sales were up 7.5% in October compared to the previous month. The association's chief economist saying consumers in good financial shape are now signing contracts to get ahead of fast rising rents and the upward trend of mortgage rates. Overall, contract activity rose with the Northeast and West reporting drops, even as the Midwest and South posted gains. Week 12 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the Washington football team hosting the Seattle Seahawks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.